chilling with Adam, huh? Yeah, I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? Look, that's the host cadaver, I'm just chilling with Adam.
I'm just chilling with Adam. Yeah. I'm chilling with Adam.
Chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Chilling with Adam.
You know, it was the best moment on stream the other day was when you and me were freestyling with Moses.
Classic.
It's a big hit.
You were sub-dissing him the whole time. You were like talking about he on a bunch of Zans.
I had to because the chat wanted that, and I couldn't deny the people of what they wanted.
Was he? Because it seemed like he was.
He was on a lot of shit.
If he wasn't on Zans, he was on something
else. He was on 5 Zans.
Shout out Moses.
Easy 5. Easy 5.
Easy at least.
Bro, he was wilding out. I like that kid, but he honestly might have an issue with the Zans. Let's be real. I'm just going to state the obvious is that he might need to chill the fuck out with that.
He was calling me Kareem at one point.
Kareem? Yeah,
Kareem.
Adam,
I'm Hakeem.
Adam, play this.
Oh my God. I'm just looking at him because I haven't done Zans in like 6 months. And sometimes when I see somebody on them, it kind of triggers me and it makes me like, ugh, like, damn, that felt good back when I used to do that. And I'm like, just looking at him like, oh my God, he's just one walking, talking Zan right now.
He definitely was a big Xanax bar.
Yeah, big Zans.
Big Zans.
Big Zans.
No, there's Lil Xan, and then somebody said the other day, they go, Adam, ever since you said that your rap name was Big Cocaine, that's all I can think of. I said, oh, you Lil Xan, I'm Big Coke.
That sounds big like Coke. A party pack.
You just said Coke. You finished my sentence with Coke.
Yeah, really?
Let's talk about, this is a very important and interesting thing, I think, is the comments. A lot of the people in the comments seem to think that we have an issue with bullying Kareem.
And it's Hakeem.
Wow, that's fucked up too. Of all times that I was gonna say your name wrong. No, but I'm thinking about Kareem a lot too because we have a good name.
Yeah, we have a friend and we talk to him every day in our group chat, and his name's Kareem. So
liars.
And you were no just girl. Talking about how somebody called you something instead of Hakeem, so it was kind of on my mind. No, I'll admit that was fucked up, and that actually really like
kind of
that kind of changes the tone of this whole thing, because I want to address the issue of bullying. I want to face these charges heads up, front on, front line. I don't know, but I just want to talk about it. Do you feel like we bully you?
I don't think you guys bully me at all.
I mean, we kind of bully you, but like that's everyone. What we do to our friends.
You guys bully me?
We bully each other.
I mean, we're so mean to each other. A lot of people don't really understand.
They don't realize
it.
How mean we actually are to each other all the time.
No, I feel like you got to have tough skin around here.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you do. Because we've had friends.
It's an honor culture.
That, you know, in our friend group that basically couldn't cut it because we are too mean and vicious. And basically when one of our friends just shows a weakness of how, like, upset they really, like get over it.
Yeah.
Then we just go in like way, not like really upset, like something like truly that's like fucked up. But like if we start picking on you and you start getting mad about it, we're just going to pick on you more.
But we have some friends that I can think of who have, you know, insecurities or things that they clearly like don't want discussed. And it's the kind of thing that we would normally fuck with someone about, but we could tell that it actually hurts their feelings. So we don't, which I think is probably a good development, because when I think about maybe like 10 years ago when we were BMX kids, holy fuck.
Well, we kind of do call each
just
other
torture
out.
Torture all the time.
You call each other. We just call each other out on it. It doesn't matter. We'll just call each other out.
Really like it, and I like when people come here and realize, like, oh, Adam is actually, like, hanging out with people that aren't afraid to talk shit to him.
Yeah, I mean,
that means a lot to me, because a lot of people, once they get to the point of being, like, a celebrity or whatever, they just don't have any friends left who will question them. Never mind tease them, give them a hard time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to be around you guys, you got to have some tough skin.
Yeah, and
like,
I mean,
we all make fun of each other.
I know I'm mean. I know, yeah. I like to like pick apart like the little things about somebody's personality and sort of fill them in and just let them know like, hey, you're doing this. That's weird. What's up with that?
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
You finishing my sentences. I just had I was really happy to just be like, what's up with that? What's that weird thing that you do that you clearly don't notice that you're doing?
I mean, I never noticed it honestly until I sat down at this podcast
table. I tried to do it with you. Yeah, we need an explanation of who Suave is for a lot of people out there who might not understand.
Yeah, who are you?
You know, I'm Suave. Suave like the shampoo, just switched to A and U, you feel me? I'm a musician / entrepreneur / you know, I dog walk, you know, head ass. I meant that like by hoes. Like I'm a pimp.
Oh, I thought you were on that app that you walk people's
dogs. There's that app. Well, you have some friends who are
dog walking app. I used to be scared of dogs. So
I have a friend who was telling me who was telling me like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the dog walking app. But then like, I guess you can make a little video edit of the dog walking. And then you submit that to the person, and then they base their rating of how you walk their dog on this video that you send them. So he starts telling me, he's like, I'm going to do some amazing edits. I'm just going to make like the sickest videos ever of these dogs to show them. And then I know they're going to make me want to walk their dog again.
This is Reed, right?
Yep. And I'm just Reed. Thinking was, like, what thinking the fuck thing. Are you like, you're talking about putting such an absurd amount of effort into something that is so stupid.
Well, remember the day, I remember the day he came in the backyard and he had the shirt. And when he first got the job of dog walking, he was like super stoked. I don't smoke, but here, I'll pass
it. I'm good on that too. You can go right over to Chris. Yeah.
Guys, have fun.
I don't really like getting that high on him.
Have fun with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to turn this a little bit.
Honestly, I was watching the podcast that we did last week, and I could kind of tell that I was high, and I didn't really like it because I was sort of like having a hard time like following my ideas through. Like I'd start talking about something, and then all of a sudden I'd be like kind of talking about something else.
You didn't smoke until the very end.
I smoked a blunt maybe an hour before we did the podcast, yeah, and then you were smoking, and I hit the blunt a bunch of times right before we started, and it was okay, but I just feel like I'm a little sharper when I haven't smoked day.
Yeah.
You know, like I got fucking
biscotti.
You know,
biscotti.
Well,
biscotti.
And let's talk about that. So there's a big difference between smoking some fucking Maui Wowie and some biscotti, because the biscotti will have you on your fucking ass, sucking your own dick, coming down your own throat, Hakeem licking your asshole.
I mean, I smoked it. That didn't happen to me, but you know.
Yeah, you know,
I just got high. Right.
Yeah, I got high.
But you're not as talkative as me in the first place. It's not really your job to like guide the conversation, so there's a little less pressure on you, I think.
Yeah we're thanks. More in the. You know,
y'all on that side.
We're just the wicked stolen fucking commentary kid.
Yeah, we understand.
That's how I try to describe it to Suave when I told him. I'm like, yo, this is this Adam 22 show thing. You should come through and be the fourth seat. But I was like, you don't really have to talk that much. It's mostly just me ranting.
X.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Hakeem finishes his sentences. And
And we all make B noises.
Treyway.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. Shout out Treyway.
Shout out Treyway.
Free Treyway. I don't know. Isn't one of them locked up now?
We smoke over here on this side. Right. You feel
yeah,
me?
You guys are kind of the bad kids, the bad part of town.
Yeah.
I like that the good kids and the bad kids aren't drawn along racial lines.
Look.
Or age lines. You got one old white guy.
One young black guy. You got a black guy that doesn't smoke. And then you got a trap SoundCloud.
A Jamaican
rapper.
At that.
A Jamaican that doesn't smoke. I'm a rare smoke. Delicacy, my nigga.
No dreads, no smoke. Come on. If you had dreads, you would be smoking dope.
Bro. I cut my dreads. Right after I cut my dreads,
stop smoking.
No, I didn't even smoke before.
There was a random Gucci lyric where he says, I got so many.
I was a jock.
He goes, I got so many pounds in the apartment that you think I got dreads.
That's a bar.
That's a bar.
Big fire.
You would never have thought that you could just have, God damn it. You would never think you could just have enough weed. That your hairstyle would change. All of a sudden, boom, you got dreadlocks. I never even thought about that. I smoke a ton of weed. I never even thought about my hair growing back.
It's kind of like, it's crazy because like whenever I like with girls and shit, like they'd be like, yo, let's smoke a blunt. And I'd be like, huh?
Do you feel weird when a girl says that?
It's like feels like pressure because I even had some shit happen like last night. And like I have weed in my house.
Yeah.
I have a little party pack.
You have enough pounds that you might have dreads?
Just a little bit. Okay. Just a little
tiny. He's Jamaican.
He's my Jamaican.
You gotta have weed.
That's why it's weird that you don't smoke weed or have dreads. Let's just call a spade a spade.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Like, and
also, that's not a racist thing because I recently heard the spade is a racist term.
Whoa.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know it the other day.
Damn.
Call a spade is like, it's got some kind of racist background Damn. To that. I never knew.
Oh, well, I
thought it was about a deck of cards.
Ace of spades.
But
and that still doesn't make any sense to me because. Call a spade, call a diamond. Yeah, no shit.
Chris look it up right now.
See fucking
exactly
Snopes
what
over here.
Yeah. She had like, I'm like, yeah, I have weed you smoke. And she was like, yeah. And she's just rolling up, you're going to hit it. I'm like, I don't smoke. Like, but you can smoke. And she was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I don't smoke. You know this. I only drank. And then she was just like, you really going to let me smoke alone? And I'm like, you can smoke some of it and put it out. Like, I don't smoke. She was bad. And I said no. Like, I'm
sorry.
Like,
she is bad.
I'm like, no. I don't smoke.
Yeah, just
See,
don't
you're
smoke.
Good, you're good. See, my peer pressure is way worse. Like, I was at this UCLA frat party, like,
uh-huh.
like this weekend, and this girl, she kept shoving drinks down my throat. She's like, you don't look drunk. And, like, I was super drunk. Like, I just might not look drunk, but I'll be drunk.
I thought you were going to say you don't drink, okay?
No, I do. And I got sloshed. Like, I'm about to just show you a picture, and then you'll know.
I mean, they...
I believe you.
Yeah, we believe you.
So you were wasted and a girl kept trying to get you to drink more?
Yes, and then I was blackout after that.
So what happened? Anything crazy happened?
Oh, super crazy. I like threw up. Like I had a threesome. Let's get that straight. Oh.
Before or after the threesome? After
like
the puke?
Before the puke.
Okay.
And then once I puked, it was like I had to go. It was time to go.
You had a threesome in the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
What were they doing? They were sucking your dick?
That's how it started.
Ladies,
I was so drunk, I was just savage, you know. But usually I wouldn't have done that. But
no, I would do that. That's official.
No, I would do that, but I just whipped out my dick like, what's up? And they was just with it, you feel me?
What's up?
You feel me?
Well, actually, you know, that's weird to think about because my girlfriend did a video with a girl the other day, and the other girl's totally sober. And I realized at a certain point that if I thought that she was partying, I would probably have tried to initiate some kind of three-way type thing. Right. But because I know that she's sober, I was just like, nah. Like, it just doesn't seem like, you know when you think about a threesome, you don't normally think about everybody being sober. Normally, it seems like something that at least you're having a few drinks to do, right?
It's facts.
Unless you're like a real freaky at, yo, off rip.
Yeah, if you're really about that freaky sexual life, then you probably don't need some drinks. But I just assume with like the average chick that she probably like
wants some drinks.
It's hard, and I bet like sober girls have threesomes. It's just that if a girl can't even have one or two drinks beforehand, it just makes me not even think that it's a possibility.
Yeah. What's the we need some statistic on that.
Oh, that is true. There's a lot of statistics that we don't have access to.
How many sober threesomes actually happen?
Where's my backpack? I need to have the fucking weed on the table for my weed sponsor. Shout out Bear Woods.
Sketchy, pass the Bear Woods.
Hella Sketchy in the building.
Shout out Hella Sketchy in the Pikachu hat. He's going to be on in a future episode of Adam 22 show. Oh, yeah. We got a cat. You don't even smoke weed either. You're just like Hakeem. Go.
A little cocaine.
A little cocaine. Is that cat's name? Anyway.
Little Tony Ayo.
Let's throw some fucking kush on the table.
I like that one. Little Tony Ayo.
No, that's who he's named after.
Yes, I know.
Facts.
Oh, okay, good. Because, like, the thing about him is that, like, Tony Ayo's name has, to some extent, been sort of, like, lost to history. Mm. Just in the sense that he's not, like, anywhere near as popular as he was when I named the cat after him. And so that's kind of, like, a weird thing is that now the name Tony is more associated with the cat than Tony Ayo. Or any number of Italian Americans really who would be named Tony.
Hear about Tony Yayo too often anymore?
No, he's kind of out the scene. I would still love to interview Tony Yayo, and actually, I believe that it probably will happen. But you know, it's another thing. All right, when I called it for the first time, the coolest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
It was because DJ Esco was going crazy with Future at the time, and he was always saying the coolest DJ in the world, Eskimo City. No? Remember that?
I for sure remember that.
Right. So then, like, everybody got it at the time when I said coolest podcast in the world that I was, like, kind of making a joke about the coolest DJ in the world thing. But now you don't hear about Esco like that no more. No offense to Esco. God, I hope you didn't hear that. But you don't hear about him as much as you used to. You don't hear that drop, at least.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, it just kind of exists. And like, remember Road Rules? Mm-hmm. And then there was Road Fools, which was the BMX road trip documentary series, for the record. But then the original Road Rules kind of went away, and but we still had Road Fools.
Yeah, but we were BMX and nobody else. I'm sure Road Rules is probably still a thing, isn't it?
I think they keep, even if it goes away for a few years, they're bringing it back. Yeah, right. I don't know. Fuck MTV. MTV is the worst.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't even want to have cable.
You know, I went through a thing where I like went to the MTV offices in Times Square and did like a whole interview series. I did interviews out here and everything, all to potentially be the host of this MTV show that came on air, and it was only on air for one season and then they canceled it.
Wonderland?
Uh-huh.
It was dope, but I felt like
I saw one episode. It was probably some of the worst TV I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, it was awful.
Being there was dope.
Oh, like, I heard a lot about people who went. I was still kind of in my feelings. I was like, fuck that, I ain't going to this shit.
Being there was dope, but niggas don't got TV, man. The people that you're trying to link with don't have TV. Like, they had, like, SoundCloud rappers and, like, rappers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't got TV.
And that's what's crazy about that Wonderland show that was on MTV is that after that didn't work. Because that was kind of, like, an attempt at doing something that was like TRL.
Yeah.
But then after that didn't work, they literally just brought back TRL. And, again, that was a gigantic disaster.
Yep.
Definitely. You just got to let that die.
It's just nobody wants to tune into TV. You know what I thought was the really interesting thing about TRL and, like, why it didn't work is that, okay, so they're supposed to be doing, like, the top 10 songs or whatever. Well, a lot of times the top 10 song, you know, number one is, like, Bodak Yellow. But back in the old days of MTV in, like, 1998, Cardi B would have been at TRL. Like, whenever they wanted her there, she would have been there the same way. NSYNC was always there. Backstreet Boys were always there, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, nowadays, Cardi B's not going to TRL. She doesn't give a fuck. It doesn't mean anything to her. It's not big. It's not a big platform. She doesn't have to go do that. So who they end up getting, you know, they get Smoke Perp, they get Lil Skies, you know. So they did kind of do what they could do in terms of getting cool people and stuff, but, like, they just weren't able to get like the people who are actually at the top because those people have no reason to care anymore.
They're trying to do the late show. Them big.
And even like, you remember when Cardi did it?
I do remember. It was like the first episode. I think.
It was so funny. He did not give it two shits. He didn't do anything.
It was
which
comedy.
Is cool as fuck. That's way cooler than
I didn't
actually
even
killing
like
it.
Their hosts to come clean. Like
who they have? That Tamara Dia.
She used to work at Complex.
Yeah, I appreciate her. I think she's cool.
I thought she kind of was just bland. Like,
well, I mean, bland is almost like a win in that scenario because it's live. So there's so much room to fuck up. I mean, we're live right now, too, but the stakes are kind of low.
Yeah.
You know, like I just stuttered and it didn't really seem like it mattered. But like, yo, because, you know, John Caramonica from New York Times did this whole article about TRL and just how fucked it was. And like just was like pointing out all these like incredibly awkward transitions and stuff where like people just weren't talking and stuff. And that shit on TV, that'll kill you.
Yeah, it didn't seem like.
And they had, can't remember it.
Is that the new one?
I watched it. It had DC Young Fly on there,
yes.
too.
Had,
he was funny.
The Dolan
like,
twins from YouTube, the two dudes. Yeah.
I thought they could have found a better host.
I mean, that's maybe why they got a whole bunch of hosts. Oh, God. I would. Oh, knowing what I know now, I'm so fucking thankful that I did not get that MTV job, especially knowing how much money those kind of things pay and also knowing like what the hours are like.
Yeah,
I'd rather put a fucking bullet in my head than do that shit. And it makes me feel weird to think that, like, for a lot of people, that would be like the opportunity of a lifetime. And that,
yeah, to be on TV and have a TV show and just realize how much it actually kind of sucks.
Just one season.
It seemed amazing to me. I'm glad that I didn't have to actually do it to realize what a bad idea it would have been because that there was a girl that I used to date who basically ended up getting the job of being one of the hosts on the Wonderland thing. And I heard all about it from her. And I was just like, holy fuck, this sounds like the stupidest fucking thing I ever could have done.
I mean, they did a little, because, like, my first time coming to L.A., like, when I used to live in San Diego, and I come out here, like, once a month, and I would come to that every time they had it on a Thursday. It was free. You just had to be in line.
And they would get you drunk as fuck.
Get you drunk.
So that the crowd would be good. They would get everybody wasted, which I always thought was kind of like a cool idea.
It was that was cool, because, like, everyone was in there. Like, the whole, you know, L.A. scene was in there. That was my first time being exposed to everything now.
It was downtown, too, right?
Yeah,
it was right near the old store.
And Ham booked everything. Ham.
They put Adam from Ham in charge of booking it. Yeah.
So he had. There was a long ass line. It seemed cool, but like that shit was just mad. That ain't no TV shit. If you kind of, you know, what I'm saying, it was cool. Niggas went to it because it was something to do.
Do you feel
tacos?
Okay, we should get this out of the way. How do you feel about the fact that you missed Rolling Loud? That we all missed Rolling Loud.
I don't care.
I feel totally okay about it.
But I feel like we see all those people all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like, in a sense, like.
It's just another opportunity just to do the same thing we always do anyway.
Do
it's
everything.
Like, there was some epic shit. X and Ski reunited.
Yeah. But that.
Lil Pump was on stage with J. Cole.
Cole. But him and Dub dancing the way they were was fucking comedy.
What, Dub was dancing to J. Cole too?
Yeah, it was
I didn't
Dub
even actually watch the clip.
I watched
totally
the clip.
Honest.
It was Dub and Pump. It was all just dancing and like trying to get rhythm to a song that doesn't have rhythm.
The lean took the rhythm away. Is that the
and
accusation
they both had
that you're
double
making?
Cups.
They did.
Both was drinking lean
usually
watching
they
J. Cole.
Do. Yeah. I wonder what actually happened to that because, I mean, okay, maybe I should save it for when I do the J. Cole interview. But
yeah,
there has definitely been some, you know, there's the Pump Cole thing. There's a little bit of a, you know, they were interested in each other just in terms of like having a conversation and stuff. But I don't know to what extent it actually happened. I just knew that there was some interest in terms of them broing down a little bit. But then that's part of what made me want to go to Rolling Loud is that I thought that those two were probably going to be in the same room and I sort of wanted to be there for it. But then at a certain point, it's like, are you going to spend many thousands of dollars to just go to Florida to sort of see some dudes, you know, hang out? And
it rained down there too.
Didn't Lil Wayne didn't play?
Lil Wayne didn't come on. Tana's pretty butthurt about
I
it.
I saw that Tana was losing her shit about it.
She came from Turkey. I'd be pretty pissed too.
She flew from Istanbul to see Lil Wayne perform.
A pure, almost pure place.
Man, and I could sit here and I could say Lil Wayne is one of the greatest rappers of all time, but I wouldn't walk around the fucking block to go see him perform live. I saw him at the fucking Porn Awards and it's just.
No.
I mean, what are you holding out for? What do you think is going to happen? You think that he's not a 40-year-old man that's just going to kind of come on stage and just sort of rap along to some songs that he wrote like 10 years ago?
I would never pay to see Lil Wayne. Like, he's just. I've already seen him when I was a kid. Maybe like. Carter 3 Wayne. Yeah.
But I'm like wondering what Tana thinks. She's been to a lot of rap shows. She knows they're not that great.
At all.
Let's be real. Like rap show, that's the whole weird thing about Rolling Loud. When you think about like Woodstock 96, don't you think Kid Rock and fucking DMX and Limp Bizkit, you think they actually slayed that stage? Let's put on the video. Is it DMX? You don't remember this. Woodstock 96.
No, I remember, but I know.
Bro, that shit was some fucking live music. When I look at the crowd for Rolling Loud, a lot of times it doesn't really look that inspired.
Yeah. You know who was really good live was, Skies.
Skies.
I always said that. Every time
and Pump. Some of the footage of Pump performing live is like, what the fuck is happening?
MGK murdered it. I saw it on Diddy.
People went up for MGK?
Because he did some rock star shit. He had like a real set, like a professional ass set.
When I think about Rolling Loud, I think about those kids not giving a fuck about MGK. Yeah.
Well, every time we see Skies perform, I say it. Skies kills it. You can feel the energy. Dope. It's crazy.
Skies has like the gene that Travis Scott has, where he's just got the crazy high energy level. That's just crazy. I mean, the average rapper just doesn't put anything into their performance realistically. Egos, and Skies and Travis and shit do the opposite.
But you know who was good at fucking Smokers Club was... 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz was pretty good.
But he didn't rap over a backing track, right?
He rapped everything himself. I'm like, damn, that's good because no fucking rapper does it. Yeah, everybody's just fucking lip syncing. Like,
him
lip-syncing,
and Wayne was my first concert ever, and that was crazy too. I didn't know 2 Chainz has hits like
You know, I saw Static Selecta like complaining basically about, I think it was him, complaining about how everybody at fucking Rolling Loud, like nobody actually raps and they just rap over their backing tracks. Yeah. It's always weird when I see somebody who's like deep in the rap world complaining about that. I'm like, this is news to you? Like,
well, they want like to see people. They want to see people perform their shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like when I watch 2 Chainz, I'm like, damn! Like I don't ever see any rappers perform their shit like this. No. He's actually out here just singing. You know what I mean?
There are
like,
rappers who do it, but it's just so rare.
I mean, that's nice. That's
because some rappers can't make that sound that they make on the track. Too much auto-tune in real life.
I mean, it's got to be
that's why you get an auto-tune.
But it's got to be 10 times harder to actually follow where you're supposed to be saying what. Like I feel if the beat is just repeating over and over. Skies?
Chainz? Fucking like 2 Chainz.
Oh, 2 Chainz.
Yeah, he's an old man doing it too.
Least. So, yeah,
J. Cole did. I was like,
J. Cole did it too. He didn't have backup.
J. Cole does that.
He only has his ad libs turned on.
Yeah, J. Cole does that for
sure. Wow, the ad libs on. That's really interesting because that would help you follow it a lot easier. Yeah.
J. Cole definitely does that.
I feel like we all just get together now and just talk about J. Cole. Just like, well, so what, you know what J. Cole's been up to?
J. Cole.
That's kind of, right now. So yo, what is wrong with this fucking cat?
He likes to be up here when we're filming.
No, that is the thing is that I kind of have like tested the waters a little bit in terms of just like texting J. Cole some random shit just to see like if he will just have like a random conversation about some random rap video that I sent him.
How does it work out?
I mean, he hits me back. Like, it's not like he's totally, like, you know, scared to, like, respond to somebody. Because, you know, a lot of times, like, people just hit me up on some cool shit. Like, they'll just call me in the middle of the day or just, like, send me a link to some random shit. And I'm just like, you're really fucking misjudging how much time I got.
You know, you barely text the group chat back.
Well,
I made it, too.
I just consider it a compromise to really be having, like, a lot of interaction with a lot of people about a lot of random shit. Especially during the day and shit.
Yeah. A lot of waste of time.
I got a call from someone that I actually like the other day. Like, I like him as a person, but he called me in the middle of the day. I didn't pick up, and then he didn't text me. And I'm like, you know, like, what are you planning on here? You shouldn't be offended that I didn't pick up the phone, but that doesn't mean you can't text me.
Yeah, text me right after. Oh, I didn't answer. Oh, yo, hey, what's up? I need to talk to you. Answer or something like that. Or
my favorite line, yo, I'm in the gym. What's good? Because then it's like, I can't pick up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you right now that I still cannot pick up. It's not just because I'm texting you, that doesn't mean I'm going to call you right now. I'm doing something where I can't, you know. So let me know what it is, then maybe I'll respond.
They need to be like a mental, Elon Musk create like a mental chip for texting. Like, you just think it. You don't even got to put that in.
Nah, then I'll get fucked over.
Suave is wearing 2 watches. And they're such different watches, too.
Is that a suit?
I'm the Optimist. I mix metals, you feel me?
Is that like a football ring or something?
Oh, yeah, it's a state ring.
That's a championship ring.
I'm from Texas, you know. We play football.
You play football? I didn't get one.
Yeah, you a bitch.
I was all state, though.
Oh, let's watch your fucking highlight reel again.
I was all state.
Don't you love when we watch your highlight reel?
Yeah, I do love it.
God, look how silly this looks with a cat in the forefront, just like that, perfectly centered.
I think it just Tony gives off. It makes it like real authentic.
Truly unprofessional podcast. Yo, can I just point out that our store is having renovations done right now. Our store is closed on some shit. 7669 Melrose. Great place to buy bikes, clothing, anything like that.
Closed
right now. The walls have been painted perfectly white by the nice gentleman out there.
But perfectly I feel bad for anyone that booked a plane ticket like a month ago to come
hang out. I hang out in front of the store because this week is not a good week to hang out and try to see Adam.
I feel bad for anyone who booked a plane ticket to come hang out in front of the store regardless of if it's open.
I mean, yeah, but, you know.
Chris Long enjoys the company. Okay.
Yeah, you bring me weed, I'll sit outside with you and I'll smoke some of your blunt if it's rolled in a backwood and it's good weed.
You're definitely hitting a PCP blunt within the next couple of months.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with coming to hang out on the block. It's just like, if your whole goal was like to stand on the fucking street for 10 hours and like hope to catch a glimpse of me so you could tell me about your, like, come
like
on, bro.
Sleepy
Give me
Casper.
A fucking break.
Three
on,
days. Bro. Think Three about days. Mm. And on the third day, he dropped the N-bomb.
Yeah, bro. I was around him for about 3 minutes, 5 minutes. He's around T Grizzly, bunch of other black dudes. He has a platform for the first time in his fucking life, and just boom, N-bomb. We're still talking about him. It's so fucked up.
You're never gonna not stop talking about him.
Talking about the tweaker.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
Yeah. Sleepy Casper with a K.
Sleepy tweaker.
I noticed because somebody paid for us to watch his music videos on stream the other day.
Yeah.
And it was just hilarious because I'm looking at it and it's got like a really bad like dislike ratio and like tons of all the comments are just roasting him for the vlog.
Ugh. Terrible.
I love that.
I think it's weird though because I thought he was like a homeless dude or something. Just talking, like, and then
what
like,
SoundCloud poor fucking rapper idiot. Don't really sometimes look homeless though.
No, I mean, part of it.
What SoundCloud rapper is not homeless? You feel me?
That's
surfing,
true.
Like that's true. Life. Like
a good percentage of them.
But isn't Lil Pump still a SoundCloud rapper technically?
No. Lil Pump just bought a house in Calabasas.
He's lying. Yeah.
Do you think he really bought a house?
Do you believe that?
I mean, well, he. All right.
So he said it on his Instagram story. It's got to be true.
I guarantee he's still homeless. Just Airbnb it up.
Airbnb. That once you have that Airbnb too. And Uber, you're good.
If you have millions of dollars in the bank and you can get an Airbnb or a hotel whenever the fuck you feel like it, I don't think it counts as being homeless.
Well, you know,
you don't own like or that. Rent.
You're
a
still
home.
Sleeping on people's couches. Right?
I rent my home. I don't own my home. You know. Yeah. Anyway, I just want to say that I'm really, really excited about the store having a new look. I feel like we've, you know, always been a little bit unprofessional with it and just sort of let the store rock and didn't really like go full force to like. Make it look better. I really feel like we probably should have been working harder on that for you know, a while now, and I really feel like the store having a new look will hopefully like enable us to really treat it with more respect, be more focused on the product, be more focused on pop-ups and collabs and presentation. Like I just think once you make that look really good, hopefully everybody involved will sort of like live up to that and like work hard, and it'll motivate me as well to like just really do things right.
That's good, you know, that's a good step in pushing No Jumper and OSS into the direction you guys
want
to be.
I'm psyched. I've been saying for a while that's needed to be done, and I understand we moved from the last place into this place, and it's kind of like a do-it-yourself thing. It's a big jump and like more rent.
No Jumper.
Know. Moving the whole store is a big thing. So we, you know, went in, did the whole, got through the year. Business has been great. So it's like now.
We didn't really have the money to like do it at first. And then we sort of like just were like.
Yeah. I mean, that's how awesome shit's always been like do it yourself. You know what I mean?
Like the amount of money that we.
Printed t-shirts in Alfredo's garage. You know what I mean? A long time ago.
The amount of money that we just spent to have the whole store renovated is like not an amount of money that would have been an option in the beginning, which is weird to think about because now it doesn't seem like that big a deal. Yeah. But, and you know, I was just having a talk with somebody about this exact area, really saying like the same thing is that, okay, this area, you know, it looks all right. But if we were to really make this look right, like actually make this a proper studio, then maybe, you know, everybody who comes around will sort of like live up to that a bit more. And like the person I was talking to was sort of comparing, like when you go to studios, like I've been to a lot of really shitty studios and I've been to like world-class, super nice studios.
Yeah.
Think about how you feel when you're in that really nice studio. Like like he was pointing out that a lot of people, when they sit here, you know, they end up like picking at this fucking table because there's a piece of foam on it and shit like that. And it's like, let's just say you went in here and it was like a amazing, nice fucking mahogany table. You know,
the
it's like it infects your brain with a different energy.
You're like, yo, you know some suit and tie shit, you dig?
Yeah. But then
don't fuck our shit up.
Yeah.
I don't care about them fucking it up. It's more so just like the vibe. Like when you're in like a crazy nice environment, maybe you feel more comfortable, you know, when you get on, when you sit in the first class seat versus the, I don't know if it was first class, the only time I ever did, I got it for free and I was off a weed brownie, so I just fell asleep the whole time. But, you know, I just feel like...
The OSS level up, man. The new jumper level up.
Before I left, you were talking about they were getting renovations and then, like, came back. You were like, fuck it on me. Get that shit.
We've been talking about for a long time, actually.
Yeah, we've been working on it for at least, like, a month that we've been planning it out and stuff. But now we actually have these dudes. Hey, I'm mind blown by these fucking Mexican dudes, how hard they work. The one dude got locked in the store on purpose so he could work all night just so he could get more hours in.
For real?
That's crazy. He, like, took a nap on the ground and stuff. He was telling me about it.
Holy fuck, I didn't know that.
But he was telling me about how he was, like, fucking homeless, like, a couple fucking months ago or something, so...
He's just trying to get as much money as he can. Just,
I mean, it's, like, hard for me to even, like, comprehend how hardworking he must be if he's down to do that.
Holy fuck,
and he came back here, and he's like, hey, man, like, you know, I was about to smoke my bowl, but I smelled that blunt. I'm like, let's go, bro, come on. And I gave him some of the pre-rolled blunts, Bearwoods, shout out to Bearwoods, and he was just, like, fucking staring at it, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, man, like...
This exists.
The world has changed. We have Honey Gucci OG Bearwoods.
This exists.
New.
I need some of that for my party pack at the house for the ladies.
That new. That's
for the official and then pull out the jars. Like, what's up with you?
I love that you talk about that, though, because, like, God, like, every time I've ever tried to, like, really, I tried to, like, go to the bar and hang out with girls and stuff, and, like when I was single, always used to try to, like, do the going out and flirting and, like, hanging out with girls thing sober, and it is not easy.
No.
It's really hard.
It's like weird because, like, when I was smoking blunts and shit, like, it was so much easier getting girls and fucking them. Just be like, yo, you trying to smoke a blunt? Like, it's like go-to. It's like,
you're trying to match.
You know, trying to match. Like, it was just so easy because
if it's not that, it's like, oh, you want to have some drinks?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to go have a drink is code for do you want to go, like, possibly analyze the chances of us having sex?
Big facts.
Basically, yeah.
You know, but smoking...
Smoking's good too because it's less like you're not gonna have this crazy explosive night where you wake up sick. It's more chill. Hey, let's like
Netflix and chill. Yeah, smoke up.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, if I'm gonna ask a girl out for a drink, I'm probably gonna be on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? So like, but if I was smoked, I'd be like, yo, pull up. I got a blunt.
I got a blunt.
I got one hurry blunt. Up. Very thin. Very thin I blunt.
I rolled a Swisher Sweet. And it's good. Come those, over, baby.
Those were the good days, man.
I don't, I don't know. Like, because when I think about it, like, that's part of my, like, fear of being, my fear of being single. Part of it is, like, knowing that if I were single, then I would basically have to, like, go start going out and, like, drinking and, like, doing stuff like that again. And that would, like, I mean, obviously, I drink time to time, but hello.
Hey. Hello.
My girlfriend's here.
Don't walk in front of the camera, please.
Or, I mean, just walk in front of it, but walk in front of it quickly. No, don't try to go around.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you can just walk in
leave
front
it.
Of it then.
You might as well just walk
I thought the thing wasn't in the way.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's all, you can just walk in front of it.
So what else is on the eye?
What else is on the list? I did have some stuff on my list on my computer before that I forget about, but what here? Okay,
let's get back to this.
Hakeem, I'm looking for your list here of things to talk about. Okay, we
you
talked
the
about
list today?
Yeah. The Ski and X reunion. We talked about that a little bit. The Meek Mill surprise performance. I don't know if we really have anything that interesting to say about that. You wrote Friendship. What's that?
Oh, Pump and J. Cole. Is it a troll or a possible friendship?
Or new friendship. Yeah, I see that now. Okay. Is it a troll or is it a new friendship? I mean, that's kind of like, if they were to hang out, that's sort of what I've wondered is like, would there be enough common ground for there to sort of be any kind of like connection?
Or what are they gaining? Like actually, yeah, like what are they gaining?
Like I can very much imagine J. Cole and Pump being like cordial to each other, but I'm not sure that there would be like enough to really bond
they're
them.
They're both rappers, so they have that in common.
They're both
becoming super famous. They have that in common. J. Cole could be a good mentor.
You think J. Cole
could be a good mentor to him?
Taking Zans.
Or maybe there you go.
Bitches.
Maybe he could be. Like,
but he does smoke weed, right?
But I
somehow,
think privately.
Privately. I doubt he'd be hitting the 7 gram backward with Pump.
I think he's a private weed smoker.
No, but like I was trying to explain to Pump, I'm like, you got to understand how J. Cole like why J. Cole is so fascinated by you. It's because it took J. Cole so long, years and years of grinding, getting signed, of just working so hard at his craft to go from being just a regular ass rapper to being who he is now. And then he looks at you, and you in the past like 12 to 18 months have just absolutely exploded. And, you know, I'm sure that he sees a level of talent in what Pump does, but I'm sure, you know, he's clearly also just like kind of baffled by like, how the fuck did this happen? Yeah. And that's what I think Pump has no idea where to go with that conversation from there, because it's like, what?
I said happen.
He finished your sentence again.
God, what I is can't wrong with not you? Laugh. Have you just been doing that your whole life?
Probably.
And you just didn't know that you were doing it until
you didn't know you were doing it until
we told you.
Wrong sometimes?
Huh?
You be getting it wrong sometimes?
No. Just say it wrong, yeah.
Well, if I say it wrong, it's not actually finishing the sentence. You're just
and I'm like, talking. No words.
I'm like, yo, so the other day I was hanging out with Lil Twist. So where'd you meet Lil Twist? That's crazy.
I mean, I've gotten a lot better with it, you know. I'm trying to be
over the past 2 weeks.
You know, more professional. No, I'm not.
But what I think is interesting about it, like, you know, everybody has weird like tics with the way that they talk, but they don't notice. Like my girlfriend, when I was 16, she pointed out that my mom says after everything she says, and I haven't been able to unhear it since. Like my mom literally will be like, "Chris, do you want some mac and cheese?" Always.
Damn.
And I never knew until my fucking girlfriend in high school told me, and now I cannot. And I made fun of my mom for it so many times. Every time I talk to her, I'll say something about it. Does not go away. I cannot stop noticing it.
That's like when this one time, this chick I was older than me. It's like my first older little chick that was like pretty good looking.
There's a lot of like positives and negatives in that sense.
She was in like older than me, but you know, I was like 18. I think she was like 23, I think, right?
Dude, that feels crazy when you're 18.
Yeah. Right? And it was like, and
I'm
she was
some old lady pussy.
For real.
And she was coming around and shit, and I'm thinking she the baddest little thing, da da da. I'm flexing. She driving me, whipping me. I ain't had no car. My mans go, I'm in the backyard, you know, she all up on me and shit. I'm feeling myself, da da da. My bro is like, I go talk to my bro. He's like, man, yo, she bad. What, bro, you see her chin, my nigga?
That's what he said.
He's like, what you mean by her chin? Like, stop playing.
But what was it like?
Bro, she kind of had this like look. I didn't even notice it, but like her chin was kind of like deformed, like big. Like it was like weird. Like it was kind of long.
But it wasn't the kind of thing that you could just be like, ah, it's normal. It was like there was something wrong.
I couldn't notice it, bro. Oh, God, I stopped talking to that chick. I couldn't do it no more. Because every time I seen her after that, I just looked at her chin and I'm just like, yo. Whoa. You know
the girl I got my first hand job from had like fingers missing.
What?
I swear to God, I never told you about this.
No.
All right, let's set the scene. So it's seventh grade. It's close to the summer. I'm walking home from school. There was this girl. I'm not going to say her name because there's probably like two people from my hometown that would remember who I'm talking about. But
I know.
She was really pretty. She's a year ahead of me, right? And so seventh grade is ending. I'm walking from school. Somehow we get to talking and stuff. Always, you know how weird it is when you're that young. It's somehow we like agreed that we were dating, even though we had never kissed. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So then... And I knew that she was missing fingers, but then I forgot. I got kind of like trapped in the emotion of being 13. And it's like, oh, you just got a girlfriend. You're walking home. One of my friends just says like, you really don't care about the fact that she's missing fingers. And I'm like, oh, right. Like I forgot about the fucking missing finger. And when I say missing fingers, I mean like a couple of them were like only like up to the first knuckle, like. Or I guess the second knuckle, if you consider this a knuckle.
She had no nails.
Not all of them, but a couple of them were missing it. Do you know what the weird thing about
she
would like, always be either like wrapping it in her shirt or like putting it behind her back or like doing anything she could to avoid showing you her fucking butchered hand.
She gave you a hand job with that hand?
No, the other hand. But I mean that
he lying. You know, at 13 years old, he definitely got a hand job.
Stubby fingers.
You got the stubby hand job.
You think I should have requested that? No, yes. use the other one. Use the one with no fingers.
Yeah,
jerk me off with that. With that paw.
Wrap those stubs around that.
You
thing.
Can't jerk someone off. You can't jerk someone off with a paw. Could you imagine trying to make somebody nut and you didn't have any fingers and you just had to go?
Oh my God! The guy she's married to right now is getting stubby hand jobs.
I would actually love to know how her life has gone and if she got married. That's a really good question.
She gonna smack you? She probably got a mechanical arm.
Imagine she like got the best hand job
she's
ever because she like
probably
really
humongously fat human right now with fucking no fingers and fucking 87 kids. Fucking.
You know what's insane about it? Is that she's like fucking 35. She better have kids. She either has kids or she's a meth addict. Anyway, and that goes for you. Addict. If you're a 35-year-old woman watching this, you either have kids or you're a heroin addict in my mind. That's all. There's two options. You have a family
or you're
a drug addict.
Done.
If you're from where I'm from.
Yeah,
and there is no other option. Because it's like, what, you're 35, you still work at the Dairy Queen? No, you're going to start doing meth. For real. Because it's like, you know, like,
I be forgetting y'all from Boston, so ties to y'all.
It's not even like Boston, it's the suburbs. It's, you know.
If you're from Boston, you might have more of a fighting chance. But where we're from, there's no chance. Because you're 45, where I'm from, you're 45 minutes away from Boston. And it probably wouldn't really matter if you were right around the corner. But I mean, you know, it's just. Anyway, I just want to say why she broke up with us is because me and all my friends had this joke about how she looked like the singer of Hanson. You remember?
Yep.
Mm-bop, doo-ba-da-ba-doo-doo-ba.
Did she look like that?
We thought she kind of looked like the singer Hanson, who, for the record, if you go look at what Hanson actually looked like, they all look like, well, at least the main singer looks like a girl.
I remember that with like long blonde hair or something like that, right?
I legitimately thought he was a girl. And he had a really beautiful voice, too. So like, I thought he was a girl.
Gay.
Okay, well, it's not gay to say that a man had a beautiful voice, Chris. But
not for the normal person, but you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
James Charles is texting me. Hold on. I'm going to... Lena, can you handle it when he gets here? You don't have any other numbers? I'm going to send him his contact to you right now. Can you just, like, text him and tell him that it's you? Because I don't want to have to stop doing this when he gets here. But if you could, like, let him into the...
Do you need the key to the gate?
She does, yeah. Because we got to...
Yeah, let them in that way.
Yeah, not right here. We got to finish this before they can come in. That's what I'm getting at. Oh.
Dude.
This one.
Yeah, so anyway, that would always be our joke, was that we would just like joke around behind her back and be like, you know, I'm like 13. And we'd talk about, you know, oh, like, you know, we should go to the Hanson concert and cut off his hand and give it to Adam's girlfriend because, like, you know, she needs a hand.
Perfect match.
But we'd joke around about this privately, but then somehow one of her friends found out that we would joke about it, and she broke up with me because...
Snitch in the group.
There was a snitch.
Yeah.
It was one of the girls that, like...
Judas.
I don't know, but either way. Judas. I mean, don't you feel like in private, everybody should be allowed to make jokes about amputees?
Yeah. Or about anyone in general.
You should be able to make jokes privately. That they're dating. You should definitely be able to make jokes
privately. Jokes are
jokes. I mean, every good joke has some truth in it.
But isn't that weird
that's
to think?
That's why it's a good joke.
It's weird to think that there are jokes that we would be able to make in this scenario, or not in this scenario, but like just us hanging out, we could joke around about sex and race and all kinds of shit. Jokes that we probably wouldn't make right now publicly because even us being fucking scumbags that are okay with joking around about all kinds of crazy shit, we're not as uptight as the average person.
Yeah.
We realize that if you joke around about some shit, then you could just get destroyed for it.
Yeah, it's too PC. What is that South Park episode with the fucking PC shit? So funny. Like, PC, bro. PC, bro. Don't say that.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You guys don't watch South Park?
No.
What the fuck?
I'm 34 years old.
You watch Family Guy?
No. I don't watch TV.
If I'm home and it's on, maybe.
Well, the shit's not on TV. There's fucking streaming Hulu.
Yeah, like we're definitely not streaming those shows.
And you think I have Hulu?
I have cable, and if I'm home watching TV,
you don't have a mic, Lena. You think that I have Hulu, and that I'm using it to watch Family Guy?
What are you using it to watch then?
I'm not using it, and if I were to use it, I would use it to watch something besides fucking Family Guy. I could never imagine watching that shit.
Family Guy's fire, man. Don't do that, you guys.
How many episodes of this is my problem? How many episodes of Family Guy are there? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. They're all the fucking same, and they're all boring. I'm sorry.
I mean, they're funny and shit like that, but I'm not going on my way to watch.
They're funny from
if
time
I'm
to
home,
time, but I can't imagine watching a season of it.
It's on the TV. I'll watch it. Yeah,
y'all niggas talking wicked old people shit right now.
The TV is never on unless there's something I'm specifically watching.
Yeah,
I would never just have the TV on with some random show playing. I put the TV on because there's a show that I want to watch. Like, I'm specifically going into Netflix, typing in the fucking name, pressing enter, selecting it from the map, pressing play on it, smoking a blunt, drinking a glass of Kool-Aid.
That's what goes down. What about you?
What?
What are you watching?
I'll just put the TV on. I don't like to watch really TV. Like, I'll just put the TV on.
Y'all just wasted electricity, man.
Yeah, like, I'll put the TV on sometimes just as background noise. I usually end up just sitting on my phone.
That's... That's what I'm on right there.
Honestly.
Right there. I'm with
and
that.
I'll put it, honestly, I always put on like the fucking car channel. You know what I mean? I'll just let it play. Or like the Discovery Channel, some weird shit. You
Discovery
know I mean?
Channel's actually good though.
Yeah, and I'll just let it play or whatever. Or the History Channel. Or like
I can't imagine passively watching something. Like I only watch stuff when I'm going to sit there and pay attention to every second of it and really watch it.
So you can't even have someone talk.
A lot of times I'll just put music on in the house and just, no. That's if I'm home alone.
If me and her are watching a fucking show and like she starts talking over it, I'm picking up the thing and pausing it. Like, you know, like we don't really like talk that much during it because she's the same way. She actually wants to know what's going on in it.
That's the only way.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
You have to analyze it. But I mean, sometimes, you know, if I'm with a shawty, you know, you
Family Guy's good background stuff.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Netflix.
I mean, I've seen a lot of Family Guys. I mean, don't get me wrong, but at this point, I'm not really going out of my way.
If you're watching a movie with a girl that you just met, you can't really do the thing where you just like watch the whole thing. You have to like start talking over it, right? Because it's like it's not like a social thing to watch a movie unless you're kind of talking over it. But that I have no interest in because I can't pay attention to movies. I'm going to lose track of what the fuck is going on. It's too confusing.
Short attention span.
Yeah.
I have terrible attention span. It's really weird. You notice it all the time.
Or you'll watch the whole movie and be that awkward, like, oh, okay, I'm about to leave. You're like, fuck.
I lose track of what I'm talking about, like, mid-sentence all the time in conversation, never mind. Like, paying attention to, like, a movie about pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean was good, though.
Okay, that's, like, an example. That's why it came to mind is because I went and saw it, and I felt like I was watching I was taking a calculus test. I don't know. I could not understand anything that was going on.
Oh, my God.
No, but I'm like that with every movie. Like, I've been to Batman movie. I saw a Batman movie maybe like 10 years ago on a date with this girl. I could not understand anything that was happening. There's something about
an idiot, though. But
I mean, it's just my way of like stuff in movies. Oh my God, bro! When I saw Black Panther, I'm having to lean into her every fucking time. What the fuck is he talking about? Because my problem is I just like I lose track of whatever I'm watching like immediately. Like with movies and stuff, it's too complicated. It's not
fish like. Attention span type shit.
No, it's if I really am interested in something, I have a really easy time like paying attention to it. But like, and watch like the first 5 minutes of Black Panther again. They hit you with so much information about this fantasy world. None of it stuck to the inside of my brain for even a moment. So there's just.
But I feel like if you'd like.
Vibranium. I remember that now. And I remember like when we were, you and Hesh, when we were talking about YouTube fighting as if it was going to be happening on top of that waterfall. The mental image of you and Hesh fighting on that waterfall.
Oh, man. I wish we filmed it and could like green screen you there.
It's a good thing that's not filmed. It was there for the day.
They were friends immediately after, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
because you're pussies.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a pussy.
Well, he's sitting at home thinking, I ain't no pussy.
I'm definitely no pussy, but.
Yeah. You are what you eat.
I mean, to be fair, he showed up with 20 people and you had two people that didn't even really have your back, so.
Yeah, I mean, this ain't my city. This ain't my city, but.
I kept the gate locked for him.
It was like 10 people. No, like 10 people showed up, was banging gangs on me. I just wanted to fade.
I don't blame you at all for how you handled that.
I just wanted to fade. I'm like, listen, bro, so we got to fade. There was a lot of people there that was respectively like, nah, we're not filming this. It's just going to be a fade. And whoever's here saw it.
That's what I thought was done. The most amazing thing is like people ask me like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see it. And they're like, you didn't see it? Where's the video? There was no video. For once in the history of the universe, there was no video.
That's real shit.
It was boom. Let's run the fade. And then boom after that.
Apparently,
I didn't shake them up after, which was how they were doing shit. Like, I don't know. This is LA, their whole shit, how they move out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was not supposed to be like that. People had shit that couldn't be on the internet, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you get in a fight in LA and nobody gets jumped and nobody gets shot, I mean, hey, huge win. Yeah. That's really going against the norm.
I
thought
I was going to get jumped that night, but luckily I called someone.
I think we all did. That was a little worrisome.
I mean, luckily I called someone to make sure I didn't get jumped. At least that happened.
The cops?
No.
Yeah.
Shout out Johnny Cash.
Shout out 911 on speed dial.
Wow. All the times I've hung out with Jonathan Cash, I never thought about the fact that his name abbreviates to Johnny Cash.
Yes.
I never thought about that.
Yes.
Really?
What else do we got on there?
Yes. Really?
He said, what else? Dumb.
What about Trippie Redd's jewelry and breaking? You guys saw that?
What? It broke?
Yeah. That chain he just bought broke.
The big ass robot head or whatever?
Yeah, it broke.
That broke?
Yes, it broke.
How?
With the chain?
Yeah, it broke.
But like, what? It broke and it's never going to be able to be repaired?
I mean, it's probably going to be able to be repaired, but they're saying it's fake.
Fake?
Yeah, there's a. I got tagged in like a jewelry buster thing.
But weren't they using the fucking jewelry, the diamond tester on it?
I mean, but isn't there a way to? I think there's a way to do that.
Yeah, you turn it off or some shit. They have like fake shit.
They have ways to do that.
I believe that. I believe that there's probably a way to do it.
Tekashi apparently didn't pay for his jewelry too. So it's like both of them. It's crazy because both of them had jewelry problems in the same day.
Wait, Tekashi didn't pay. Oh, he got sued for 20 racks because.
25, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm betting that you didn't look at WorldStar recently enough to see the new shit.
What happened?
I mean, I'm just going to say it. Tekashi made a video saying that Trippie fucked Daniel Bergoglio. Just like straight up accusing him of it. We all know you did that, blah, blah, blah. Because she was like 14 at the time, probably. So that.
She's still like 15.
She's 15 now, yeah. But I mean.
I don't even want to talk about that. Whoa.
No, it just came out right. I saw it. Tekashi was calling out Trippie saying he fucked Catch Me Outside Girl.
Yo, that's not cool.
That is odd.
Sketchy.
I mean, they're like.
Sketchy.
Best kid. No, let's not even talk about hella sketchy. Hella sketchy. For the record, hella sketchy is 17. He just starts telling me, he goes, oh, you know, I went on Bumble and I met this porn star. He shows me. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I already been there too. And then I'm like, wait a minute. You're 17. This girl's a fucking pedophile. We got to get her. We got to round her up, send her ass to jail.
Right?
No, no.
No. But what did Wayne
let
say?
Her live.
I got raped and I ain't tell nobody.
He said that? What,
yeah,
about like,
Lil Wayne.
When he was like 14 or whatever?
Said,
yeah.
Baby was right there. She said, suck Lil Wayne the dick.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad that you remember that line, too, because we used to always quote that.
Suck Lil Wayne little dick. He said, I became Lil Wayne that day. I was young money.
I remember that.
Twist.
What do you care what's in my cup? Remember that?
Uh-huh.
It's in my cup.
Wait. When he kicked the cup over, he said, oh, that's a fuck up.
He did say that?
Yeah, when he was getting the reporter and he kicked his cup up, he's like, oh.
I'll kick Hakeem before I kick the cup.
Cup.
This show is slowly like transforming into us just critiquing Hakeem's like verbal patterns.
Oh, I'm going to get it every time.
Oh, yeah. It's super lit. Yeah.
They don't bully me, sir guys. I'm not in the sunken place with these two men, white guys. Help. Send help.
Help. Sunken help. World.
I mean, whatever.
That shit. If I hear that shit one more time.
What?
Sunken world, sunken place.
What is that?
It's like
from Get Out.
Get Out. Did you? He didn't watch Get Out. Of course, Adam 22 did not watch Get Out.
I heard it was some racial shit though.
It's some did you racial
watch it? That was good.
It's
like
some
that.
Racial shit.
I do. Movie. I want to see it, but I'm gonna be honest. I haven't even seen a preview for it, so I couldn't tell you one thing about it.
You dumb.
What is your timeline like?
It's on his computer constantly. Only his laptop.
I'm just not interested in movies.
Damn.
Like, I want to like movies, but I very much have a hard time enjoying them when I actually go to watch them because I either just get completely lost and I can't pay attention to it. There's a big part of me that just does not want to sit down for an hour and a half. So I just, like, you know, I didn't know who Billy Bob Thornton was either. It's just, I don't know, somehow I feel like me knowing about, like, every rapper with 100,000 followers has just resulted in me having a really hard time knowing about other things. Like TV stars, movies, anything like that.
I mean, we'd watch movies all the time and at the old apartments and stuff like that. And he would sometimes watch, but he'd kind of just sit there on his laptop most of the time.
Yeah, I would never pay attention, really. But there was a few. I like Step Brothers a lot.
Oh, we watched that all
the
time.
We watched it like 40 times.
We watched it like
you're like Trap Will Ferrell.
Huh?
Trap Will Ferrell.
That's me?
That's you.
I'm actually down. I'm down with that for sure.
Old School is a fire one,
Trap
too.
Trap Will Ferrell. We used to watch Old School a lot.
It's a fire. I love Old School.
Old School is a good one.
I watched... What did I just watch? What's the one with the...
Okay, we're not doing this.
Shut the fuck up.
Or like, you got... Okay, again, this is definitely bullying, but it's like, you got to think about like the things that are coming out of your mouth. And when you start to say like, y'all know the episode of South Park? Where he's like, and we're all like, it's like, no. Like, you can't just think that you can say, remember that episode of South Park? Yeah. And then not recite anything from it and, like, not have any... You got to be able to describe it, like, for the people out there. And I don't know. Probably a lot of them have seen South Park.
Like, oh, yeah. I think it's just y'all that don't know about South Park.
But do you ever think about that this podcast, like...
Working.
Okay, I watch Brilliant Idiots, and they just start talking about basketball, and I'm just like, all right, see ya.
Peace out.
Start fast forwarding and shit. You know, I just don't speak that language. I don't know one thing about basketball. Like, I know who LeBron James is. I know what he looks like. That's about it. So
that's the only basketball player you know?
That is currently active in the league, perhaps. Steph Curry.
Okay.
Because it's a rap reference.
Yeah. It's like if a rapper, if a basketball player is in enough rap songs, then eventually at some point I will begin to know who they are.
Anyone else?
That is in the league right now? Kobe retired, right?
Yeah.
So no. But I couldn't tell you what team Steph Curry plays for. But I do know that LeBron plays for Cleveland because I was watching a game in the gym last night.
It's hurting my soul.
That hurts your soul? I'm baffled by the fact that anybody, like, that it's like a mainstream normal thing to care about basketball. Like, that's very confusing to me. Because to me, I just don't really understand how this is something that a lot of people are into.
More people are into it than a lot of things.
Than almost everything besides rap.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, basketball. Think about sports are so big. Game today. Yeah, the Rockets everybody's... and Golden State are playing.
Okay.
Everyone's going to get drunk at like 7 o'clock and watch it.
Shout out Celtics, though.
Yeah, shout out Celtics beat the Cavs by like
20. I'm a Celtics fan. I could not tell you one single player that plays for them. I couldn't tell you anything about their career in the NBA or anything.
Do you play on
Celtics.
Are you going to plan on sitting courtside of the game?
Courtside.
Yeah.
How much do you think that costs?
I mean, one day.
What do you mean?
That,
they'll put you.
You're from Boston. No.
They will put you.
Drake sits courtside, not guys like me.
I mean, look, you get hot enough in, you know, the Boston area, da-da-da, they're going to be like, Adam 22, pull up with Hakeem and Chris Long and Tony, and we're going to go courtside.
Maybe if I keep doing what I'm already doing for, like, another 10 years, then I'll eventually get to the point where all the basketball players will, like, know me and be like, yo, we need him courtside. Boom, that'd be tough. Then I'm in.
I went to a Celtics-Lakers game this year.
It sparked a question. Would you ever be considered interviewing, like, an athlete, like a big-time athlete or anything like that?
I feel like he just doesn't know enough about what they do.
But there's no jumper.
No jumper.
No jumper.
I got the no best layups. Jumper no dunks. No rebounds. Package. No assists. No half-court shots. No free throw shots. No three-pointers. No treyways.
No treyways.
You see that cool potato?
Yo.
Treyway. That was funny. No beef. Much love to any criminal organizations that are watching this, but that was funny when Tato said that.
I kill people.
Real people. If you're wondering
the keys
who
down.
That hand was.
That was Len of the Plug.
Len of the Plug.
That must be creepy for anyone watching
hand.
This.
Len of the Hand.
Hey, at least she got all her fingers. Can't say the same about every girl I ever did.
She's a winner.
She's definitely going to mock you for getting the stubby hand job.
Yeah, she was actually looking during that story like, whoa, I haven't heard this story.
Yeah, I can't believe I haven't heard that story either.
That's a story from when I was like 13, 14, so I'm not that surprised that I didn't tell it that much.
Adam's closet.
Yeah.
I felt like I've talked about it a good amount. You know what's weird is that she was in college with some of my friends after I had already chosen to leave the world of normal people, and some of them told me they had a party and that she stole their shoes.
Sold it?
She stole their shoes?
Stole their shoes.
Oh, she's definitely a heroin addict.
I mean, what are you stealing shoes for? Like, I mean,
go sell them somewhere? She's a heroin addict?
Maybe they're like a really nice pair of Jordans and you're going to get like Jordans.
The legendary video, he, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have a hand either. You feel me?
Oh, man, bro. We got to talk about that before we wrap this up.
It's not.
You're going to puke.
It was kind of fire.
It was just crazy. It's hey.
I watched
that video like 10 times.
I got hard as a rock. Basically, there was a video on my Twitter that I quote tweeted it. I quote tweeted it and I said, did this man really just bust a nut on the timeline? So if you want to find it, just look for that. But basically, it's a video of some dude and he's like a homeless guy and he's smashing up this other homeless girl while she's kind of standing up bent over at a bus stop. And then at the exact second, like she, I don't know if he pushes her or she like falls forward and his dick just pops out of her and he busts a nut and you see the cum shooting out of his dick into her hair. It's fucked up. Like I'm not gonna act like this is all good.
And there was others lined up for
the next
session.
There was another guy standing there just about to fuck her next, and like right then this other guy rides up on his bike. But okay, let me just say
you take PayPal.
It's amazing.
I looked this up. This was in Long Island, by the way.
Was it?
Yes. So it was very, very controversial because the question is like this woman is being charged. They didn't catch the guy who, by the way, was smoking a cigarette and did not have a hand. He had a stump. It was like a clean cut right here, which is Whoa.
Stomp on her booty.
Anyway, this is the conversation that's taking place is, should this woman be charged, even though, like, in the video, it's hard to say that she really gave consent. You know? She's so drunk, so, like, she looks fucked up to the point where she, like, probably couldn't have really, like, controlled the circumstance happening or not. Should she be charged?
She's a homeless person.
But that's what she's homeless for.
They're fucking at a bus stop. Are you fucking kidding me?
And another guy's lined up.
And he's pulling out his wallet like this.
I think just based on the video, yeah, you can't really make a conclusive judgment.
There are kids around, too.
But you can't see him. You only hear the guy saying.
But it's like broad daylight. There are people around. Obviously, someone's fucking filming it.
Right.
They are...
Honestly, that video would not have made much of an impact on me if he didn't nut in the video like that. Yeah. I was just like,
that really made it graphic.
I'm looking at my Twitter like, what the f***? It's just, and it's like landing in her hair. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is unreal.
Hey, yo, I seen that shit on the TL. I was murdered, bro.
Bro, I almost passed out looking at my phone because I was so shocked by what I was looking at, dude.
I was dying. I was fucking dying.
Chris Long is about to puke.
Bro, it was too funny, bro. I'm like, yo, I was cooked, nigga. I couldn't even believe that shit. I'm like, yo, this is really happening right now.
That's what shit you look for on WildStar.
Twitter is really free. Like, every time I see some wild shit, I'm like, yo, entertain. I'm like, yo,
I love that video got enough heat that it was like articles in the fucking like Fox Long Island website about that. We watched it probably 10 times in a row. Yeah. No, we probably watched it 30 times, but we watched it at least 10 times while Lennon was in the room. And she looked like she was about to puke or break out with me because you're so grossed up by me watching this. But if we didn't watch it 10 times, we wouldn't have noticed that he had a cigarette. We wouldn't have noticed that he had a hand missing.
We really analyzed it.
It was probably the 10th time we watched it before we noticed he only had one arm.
Bro had a stump.
The cum was so disgusting.
So much of it.
It was a lot. Bro said, blah.
It was so vivid.
When you're homeless, it's probably like you don't get a ton of opportunities to nut.
Well, at least my nigga getting the pussy. Shout out my homeless nigga getting the pussy, man.
What percentage of homeless people do you think are women?
I see a lot of homeless women.
Yeah, but I feel like it's way more men, right?
Maybe it's equal.
We gotta Google that.
I think I've seen a lot.
Discuss in the chat. I'm not gonna Google it right now. I just want other people to answer for us.
Too. Like a lot of homeless couples before out here.
But do you think it's like 80% male, or do you think it's like 50% male? I think it's more men than women.
It should be more male, I think.
Probably be more men. Damn,
yeah, because women kind of, I think, have more safety nets that they're going to like be able to fall into. And you know what the main thing? Two of the main reasons why people become homeless are because they're in jail and then they get out, or because they're in the military and then they get out.
There's more people in the military.
And almost, most of the military is men, and almost everybody in prison is male. So I feel like that would help a lot, but who knows?
Thanks.
But then again, as a guy, it's like easy. It's probably easier for a guy to get a job because you can do manual labor better than a woman, right?
Yeah, but also women get like.
But women have kids and. I don't know.
And somebody's gonna. Hey, if you're a good looking girl, no good looking chick should go homeless.
Well, needless to say, the woman who gets her hair nutted in this video is not exactly what you call a good looking girl.
She used to be good looking, talking shit to niggas like me.
Until she had all that nut in her hair. And it was over. She's in Long Island.
Meth in her lungs.
She's in Long Island. There ain't no hot people in Long Island. I'm gonna be honest. I think this is probably like the least focused, most all over the place host chat that we've ever done. But I'm into it. I liked it.
It was very like basement like.
I like that we talked about TRL for 15 minutes for no reason.
Yeah,
talk about. I
haven't seen TRL
shit.
In probably like fucking 15 years, but
yeah, I barely even seen the new version that I was critiquing. Anyway. I'm about to interview James Charles, the incredibly famous YouTuber. So if you're just watching this, make sure you go check out on that at some point. I'm going to, for the crowd at home who's watching live, I'm going to step outside for a moment, get him ready, and then we will be back. But this has been the Adam 22 Show. Please follow the ads on the screen. Follow Hakeem, a.k.a. the Keem team.
At Nostalgia V.
Mm-hmm. What about just at Keem team?
Adam does not respect my artistic vision. He wants me to change my name.
Keem team.
Help me get out of the sunken place.
I don't
want
you to change your name. It's just that I think you need to realize that your name is Hakeem and maybe not Nostalgia.
Well, if I could choose my name, it would have been Nostalgia. But I didn't have a choice, did I?
I'm telling you that I think Hakeem is better. Because you want to know how I know? Wow. It's because you've been in this like No Jumper universe for like a year, right? Everybody knows you as Hakeem.
Yes, everybody says
nobody knows who's Nostalgia.
True. You should just change it.
It's just not sticking.
But true. But my thought with that is, look, people know me as Hakeem from No Jumper, but musically, I'm putting music underneath the name Nostalgia.
Oh, facts. Okay,
that's an interesting perspective.
All right. I'm actually a lot smarter than you guys think.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
I thought it was just going to be, I'm actually a lot smarter than you guys. And I was going to be like,
Word? I'm putting music under the name Nostalgia so I can get it separated when someone be like, oh, you heard Nostalgia? Blah, blah, blah.
That's a good point. Because there's no separating like Travis Scott.
No.
Like he is who he is. He's walking on the street, he's Travis Scott.
I could go put a mask on in my first music video and be like, hey, this is Nostalgia. It's a whole different person.
I see so many kids try to do that.
They're stuck with this name.
Or like, you know what I'm saying?
Suave. That's a good name.
I like Suave.
That's my name, though.
I mean, yeah.
Your legal name is Suave.
My actual name is Desabe Sardell, and everybody always would be like, Desuave? Like, they will always fuck it up. So
because you kept telling me how to spell it, but I'm like, thinking in my head, I'm like, S-A-U? Yeah. What the fuck?
That's why I said switch to A, like, Suave like the shampoo, just switch to A and U, but like, really, it's just like, Sabe.
You know, Desto always says, Desto Dub, two D's, two B's.
Spell it right, I don't care.
That is not going to help anybody spell that right, because the D's are not together, but the B's are. Yeah. It's like the most misleading piece of like linguistic advice I could ever imagine.
Linguistic. You know, I saw a vlog of the old house, and you read a lot of books. You're really smart. Adam's smart.
I got some books.
You see his head?
Adam's smart.
A big head. You know what I'm saying?
Adam That's why I used to have colored dreads, but then I got smart and they fell out.
When I saw that, I saw all those books you were reading, I'm like,
my advice for you, as well as other people out there, everybody watching this, is read some books. Because where you're going to get in life is all about how smart you are. And there's probably no better way to get smart fast than reading books, with the exception of maybe like listening to podcasts or like, you know, documentaries, stuff like that. But I really think reading books is probably like, if you want to be successful in life, get
read
on that
a lot
track.
Of different stuff.
Find stuff that you can relate to that you want to read, and then slowly just branch out over time. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't read anything that you don't want to read. Because if you're reading something, you know, when you're reading a book and you don't want to read it and you're not absorbing it, that's just a waste of time.
You got to keep rereading. Yeah. Like, what the fuck was I talking about? What is this about?
That's not good. If you need to do that, then it's bad. Anyway, shout out to our sponsor, Bearwoods. Yeah. Shout out to my cat, Tony. Yeah. Anyway, this is done. Please,
I'm just chilling.
Please mess with us. Please subscribe. I'm just chilling. Chris is chilling.
Chris is
chilling.
Chris
is
R-D-L-E. No Jumper. Swish.
Adam 22 Show.
Gang. Yeah. I'm just chilling with Adam. I'm just chilling with Adam. I'm just chilling with Adam. Look, that's the host of Adam. I'm just chilling with Adam.